You're listening to CX Pod by T-Tech and the Customer Strategist Journal. Hello, everyone, and happy holidays. I'm Dylan Haviland, a staff writer for the Customer Strategist Journal. This week, I left a busy office in Stamford, Connecticut to visit shoppers at the local mall to see what's on their customer experience wish list and what matters most to them when it comes to their holiday shopping. It's no secret that the holiday season is a stressful time, and many customers just want to find an experience that has the best deals, products, and prices. For Gwendolyn, this was a perfect combination.
Well, around about this time, it's holiday time and stuff, and you're trying to look for the value to prices, budgeting your money.
Can you recall a bad shopping experience you've had?
When they're not on sale.
I then ran into Ivo, who wanted service to understand how important it is to help customers get the right gift.
So besides price and product, the best gifts are the gifts that people find out what you actually need, what you actually enjoy, and they try to help you along those lines.
Adrian wished for associates to be there to help him navigate through the bustle of the holiday season.
Having people there that are available to talk to kind of point you in the right direction or give you advice when you really don't know what to get for someone. I think the hardest thing is coming up with gifts, ideas, you know, and sometimes you can't really figure out what they want.
A bad holiday shopping experience would entail just having a hard time finding what I need in the store, maybe a messy store, maybe the products aren't readily available. It's just a couple things that could lead to that result, right?
According to Dana from Sunglass Hut, it came down just to good old customer service.
Working in retail, you want someone to help you, especially buying for gifts, and you want that customer service, you want that one-on-one interaction with people. It's easier. It's easier to shop. It's easier to confide in that retailer to know what you want, how they want it. It's easy. I mean, during the holidays, I feel like a lot of people are down and stressed out. When you go into a retailer that is, you know, has energy and is happy to be there and happy to help you, it makes your life much easier. You're not as stressed out. Mm-hmm. Definitely working in retail, we see it every day. I mean, we work at Sunglass Hut, so it's very one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Me working in retail, if a customer comes up to me and I made their day just from that one experience, I mean, customers do it all the time, especially now, because they want the help, they need the help. So if they take our name, I get their name, and they do a survey on me, it's good. I mean, there's certain stores, I'm not going to name names, but there's certain stores where you walk in and no one even says hi to you. And that's the worst. I'll walk right out if someone doesn't say hi to me in like 5 seconds.
But with the easy accessibility of online shopping, many customers are taking to their digital devices to shop from where they want, when they want. Laura has been a big user of companies like Amazon, where she can easily get products shipped to her house.
I guess what I would find most valuable is sort of like a one-stop shop kind of thing. I like to go to a place where I can get everything that I need just in one place. And I'd also prefer online shopping, because I like everything to be delivered to me.
Great.
I'm lazy. Because I don't have a lot of time to shop, and I'd like it to be easy and fast. I don't know, pretty much like all my experiences with online shopping have been pretty good, because like if I need to return something, it's usually free, and if I need to talk to someone on the phone, they can usually help me, but my problems are not very complicated, so
Great. It's
usually like, can I get a refund? Yes, you can.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Have a safe and happy holidays.
To learn more about bringing humanity to business, come see us at ttech.com or subscribe to our journal at customerstrategistjournal.com. Thanks. See you next time.